We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson. And Coach, last night your Broncos take on South Hamilton, and South Hamilton able to get the best of you last night in that contest. Coach, just tell me a little bit about the game.
Yeah, I mean, we were outmatched, and, you know, we knew that coming in the game. They're a senior and junior heavy team, and we're a sophomore heavy team, you know, and we got some young guys playing some key roles, and that's what showed up last night. You know, we have a sophomore center, sophomore quarterback, sophomore running back, and you know, South Hamilton, we knew what they were going to do. Everybody knows what they're going to do. They're going to pound the football. They're going to beat you down physically, and that was the name of the game. We made some key mistakes, gave them a short field, I think, three or four times where they had to go 30 yards or less to score. You know, in regards to what we said to them, you know, we still got to focus on the positives, the small victories, and you know, even though the score didn't show it, our defense did step up and try and hit South Hamilton in the mouth, and that I thought was a small victory. You know, before we would sit back a little bit, be a little hesitant on defense, we came forward a lot this week and had some surprises and some young men that decided to step up.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, some of those mistakes, the turnovers, things like that. Those seem like things that your team is continuing to get better on and better on, something you guys are working on and something you guys can continue to work on.
You bet. Everything right now that we're doing incorrectly or not doing as well is all coachable and fixable things. You know, I think we had three bad snaps that ended in fumbles that we didn't get back, unfortunately. You know, we had a bad, we had some bad pursuit angles on a punt return that allowed them, you know, to have a phenomenal punt return. You know, the number one key to offense is blocking, and right now that is not our strong suit. You know, all fixable things that we can do, we just have to get that mentality in our kids. You know, it's not like we don't work on it in practice every week. Yeah. And then for whatever reason, we come out on Friday and, you know, we kind of, the game might be moving a little too fast for us at this moment. You know, not to take anything away from our opponents, but we have faced three good opponents in a row now. You know, they each have one loss or less. So, you know, we're going against good teams as an inexperienced team ourselves. And that's another thing that we can just watch and learn and hopefully eventually become one of those good teams.
And, Coach, let's stay there on that point. Of course, you're only halfway through the season. I mean, it is kind of crazy that we're halfway through the football season already. But halfway through the season, you still have half a football season left. But you talked about how young some of these guys are and getting that experience and how vital that is going to be for your football team in years to come.
You bet. And you know, every school has their up and down years. And you know, I wouldn't call us a down year. It's just an inexperienced year, I would say. You know, and with that, again, we're gaining experience. We're learning from our mistakes. We are getting better each and every week. As I tell them, you know, and I think I've said it before, you can't go from A to Z right away. There's a whole bunch of points in between. And hopefully we're moving forward in that. We, you know, we unfortunately had some key injuries last night that had to shuffle it up and really challenge our depth, and which is hard with the low numbers we have. And that's another variable that to take into effect, you know, having only 23 kids out for football. But in regards to that, we're getting better. This week is a much better matchup for us. And hopefully we can thrive on that. Hopefully, you know, we can, you know, exploit some of their inexperience as well, because I know Manson, Northwest Webster, they're starting a lot of young guys as well. And hopefully we can finally find some success on both sides of the ball this week.
And you highlighted there, next week you guys will travel to Manson to take on Manson Northwest Webster. It is Manson's homecoming. Also, as you mentioned, some inexperience there for the Cougars. They've got four different quarterbacks this year. Three of them are sophomores, and then a whole bunch of different runners that have run the football. And again, a bunch of sophomores they're catching the football, running the football, and so it's going to be a good matchup between the two teams. What are you expecting? I know you haven't looked ahead, but what are you expecting from Manson to do?
You know, they're going to come out. It's their homecoming. You know, that always peps you up a little bit more, depending on your activities that you do throughout the week. But you nailed it right there. They're inexperienced just like us. They're a little bit smaller in stature just like us. So I think we match up well. And I would assume we both had this game circled on our schedules in regards to looking for a W. And, I expect us to come out and hopefully find a trick or two that they haven't seen and that can exploit some of their inexperience. And I would assume, you know, they've got new coaches over there as well, and I would assume they would look at film and do the same to us.
Coach, you mentioned it earlier, but our last point here is to talk about the health of the Broncos. You highlighted earlier, unfortunately, have gone through some of those injuries this year. So tell us a little bit about the health of the Broncos, and hopefully some of those injuries won't be too serious.
The physicality of last night's game took a toll on us. We had a senior on our offensive line with a possibly broken arm. He's getting it checked out. Hopefully it comes back and, on the plus side, and maybe we only lose him for a little bit because I'd really hate to see him go out with a broken arm his senior year. In regards to some other minor ones, we do got a couple of them that ding their head a little bit. We got to wait and see if they need to go into a protocol or not. Other than that, couple twisted ankles. That, like I said, it really challenged our depth last night. But we'll be meeting here shortly as a team and getting ice where we need to get ice and getting in the weight room and loosening up some of that stiffness. And hopefully it works itself out by Monday and we got most of our team on the practice field.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking some time. We'll wish the Broncos the best of luck at Manson Northwest Webster next week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
That was Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson.